promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness.
All right. Let's do it. Right,
yeah.
Well, welcome to the live stream, guys. Should we pause it or should we leave the music running?
No, we can just turn it down a little bit.
We should turn it down a little. All right. Well, welcome to the live stream, guys. Really glad to have you all. Yeah, we're coming off a great night here. We kicked off our weekly or nightly services at the ministry company, and boy, wow, what a! I'm very surprised and super grateful for our turnout.
It was a good turnout.
Yeah, very faithful body, and we appreciate every one of you that came. And for all of you that weren't able to make it, we still love you and we prayed for you.
That's right.
And we can't wait to see you again. So, so we're gonna be continuing to do those nightly events. So we'll have them again tomorrow night, and we'll have them
7
Friday.
PM.
7 p.m.
1541 Fincher Park Road East.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every night, if you're on the if you need on a prayer, you can message us and we will have put that on the list for the prayer. And we are more than happy to pray for people. We are more than happy to declare the things what God has promised for us. And it's all about life and it's about hope.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is the season of hope. So, yeah.
Which is the purpose of this exactly. live stream as well. So we exactly. want to bring some joy and some, you know, you don't want to forget what Pastor Pablo's face looks like,
or Jack's.
or mine. but I'm just the host. So yeah. Anyways, so we're still in Psalm 91. We're going to be working our way gradually, verse by verse,
as the Holy Spirit gives us the utterance and understanding of every verse. So kind of to explain much deeper.
Yeah.
And this is going to be continuing. We're going to be declaring Psalm 91 every single night.
Yeah.
This is something what I as a pastor of ministry company felt that this is what needs to be done, and I know that this is good.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So if you can, Jack. Read it, Psalm 91, and we'll just declare it.
Yeah. If you guys have your Bibles, open up to Psalm 91 with us. I'm reading under the Passion Translation. And I look forward to reading for you guys here. So here we go. Safe and secure, Psalm 91. When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. You will never worry about an attack or demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing, with an exclamation mark. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil launched against you. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there for you and keep you from stumbling. You'll even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly appreciate you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray.
Every time.
You will find and feel my presence, even in your time of pressure and trouble.
Yes.
I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast. You will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you. For you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. thank you, God, that you give this psalm to write for David. And you know, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We just declare that our words will be your words, and that you will be speaking through us in this time of despair that our nation, our world lives, and that this message is going to be a message of hope, and that's going to bring this full understanding of who you are, God. And you are love, yes, you are hope, you are our confidence, Lord. You are our motivation to live tomorrow, yes, Lord. We just bless your name. We thank you. We just dedicate this time for your name. Amen.
Amen. Man, that's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Love it. So as we work our way through yesterday, in case you guys missed it, the live is still on our Facebook page. But we went through verse 1, and tonight we're going to be going through verse 2.
Yes. So I'm just going to touch a little bit more about the verse 1 first. We talk a lot about the name of God, El Shaddai. So when it says we are living under the shadow of El Shaddai, or under the shadow of Shaddai, the God Almighty, there is a really big understanding, or really, really big description of God, what the psalmist wanted to say, that is living in the confidence of the God, or living under Him, that is the God. El Shaddai is God of promises, God of renewal of covenants. The first time, again, I'm going to kind of repeat from yesterday. It's talking about that the first time appearance of name El Shaddai, or Shaddai, depends on what translation in Hebrew, it means it was when God was speaking to Abraham, when it was the time when he messed it up and he kind of took everything on his hand and he had Ishmael. And this time he was quite upset, probably with himself as well, that he probably thought, okay, that's it, God doesn't going to do anything with me because I messed up this stuff. And God says, like, listen, no, I'm El Shaddai. I'm the God who is renewing the covenant. So even though I told you this and you think that my covenant is stopped, I'm faithful to my word. So I am the one who is renewing the covenant, is the God of restoration, God with ability to handle any situation, God that confronts his people, comforts his people, God Almighty, the self-sufficient. I am the one who breaks the discouragement and defeat. God that doesn't let his mission fail, and God that who fulfills his promises to the point that he doesn't even look at how much it will cost him to keep that promise. And he is the God that that surpasses our limitations. This is something, church, this is just something that came this morning for me, that he is the God that that surpasses our limitations. We limit God. We sometimes think that, okay, God, you only can do this thing, but this, it kind of goes beyond any human understanding. And God is just like, no, listen, I'm the one who even surpasses that. You think that this is not possible for me? I'm the one who can do that. We have a small reserve as human brain how we can understand who God is. You know, again, this coming for me, the revelation, what the angels, when they are going in the heavens and they just go around God, and every time they go a full circle, they just cry holy, because they saw something new. And even for them, they cannot hold they can't hold all the understanding of God. So that's why every time they just, they're just so excited and they cry holy.
That's right.
So God is more than our small reserve that can hold or understanding. So you have any?
No, not on verse 1.
Okay, so verse 2, it says that he is the hope that holds me and the stronghold that shelters me, the only God for me and my great confidence. He is the whole hope that holds. You know, tonight at the prayer meeting, there was this phrase that I said that was really, really interesting, that the fear itself, it killed more people than actually the armies. Like, if you are afraid, and the story of that, what is coming up right now, it's written in Book of Judges. It's about this really specific and particular judge. His name was Gideon. So did you know that he did not even use one weapon?
I did know that. But for some of our listeners at home, they might not have known that.
So he did not use even one weapon.
Yep. Didn't touch a single. It was all amongst their own armies. Yeah. It was an incredible story.
So you see, like, they had the fear that they thought, wow, what's going on? This whole big army standing around. It was only 300 people.
Yeah.
With torches and
horns.
Yeah.
And that was enough to totally destroy and fold in on themselves. It was
exactly. So that's what fear does. It just folds the whole armies without even using any weapons.
Yeah.
And this is what the Psalm 91 says, that he is our hope that holds. So the hope, it's something that crushes the fear, because hope, it gives you the motivation of tomorrow, no? And fear, it just brings and makes you limits you, know, and says, like, okay, I cannot do it.
Yeah.
But hope is just brings, it is a positive thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And something that we definitely need in times like these right now. So, do you have anything? I know that for me, you pulled a lot away from the hope part of this verse. For me, I pulled a lot away from the only God for me.
Yes. Yeah.
And how in times like these, people can turn to other things. Do you have anything to speak on?
On stronghold. So strongholds, this is the thing. How we think what are strongholds, you know, are you imagining only just one, let's say, or this one castle? Mm. Or like this is a part where the stronghold is. No, but the way how it's coming to me is like it's a different stronghold. It's a good stronghold. It's the strongholds of faith. It's the stronghold of hope. It's the stronghold of confidence. It's the stronghold of love. You know, this is what when he is saying that, and he is the stronghold that shelters me. So when we're going through a time of, let's say, of things that are not working well for us because somebody lied to us, we can go into the stronghold and shelter ourselves of the stronghold of real things or authentic.
Right.
You know, like the way how it's written in Philippians chapter 4-6 about that keeping our thoughts on or keeping ourselves in this few strongholds that are made by God for us to stay stronger and to shelter ourselves there.
Right.
So if you want to open chapter 4, verse 6-9, and just coming right down, that I would really want you to remember and kind of fix your thoughts on the things that are the ones that from God and the things that we were speaking on Sunday specifically on this. And I feel like today, like never before, we should be. So verse 8, it says, so keep your thought continually fixed on all that. It's authentic. And all what is real and the honorable and admirable and beautiful and respectful and pure and holy and merciful and kind. And what was really nice when on Sunday, Holy Spirit just gave this utterance to talk about what it's kind means. Mm. No, it's not just polite.
Yeah.
But the kind, the one that moves you move in kindness, not only just because I want to be nice, but there is a love behind it.
Yeah.
And again, love is the foundation of all our belief. The love and unity, no? So and I would like for Jack to talk about the only God for me, because this is really what's strong this morning, how you were sharing about it.
So. Yeah. So let me just open it up here so that I'm actually looking at what I was thinking here. I felt really convicted that a lot of these times we can turn to, it may be an extreme term for some people, but gods and idols, when they're in the negative context, are kind of one and the same thing. So I'm going to refer to him as a God in this sense, and the God of social media and the God of other people's influences and everybody's own fears and stuff like that, are really really strong right now. And people are easily influenced, and people are there's the God of I would almost say the God of fear, right? And there is a spirit of fear that is swept over all these people. And the only God, this verse is amazing. And this part of verse 2, when it says the only God for me, making reference to the previous verses, talking about how he's the hope that holds me. He's the stronghold to shelter me. I'm hidden in your strength, God Most High. That's the only God that we need in times like these. And it's honestly, it's mind blowing that, you know, we can, in every situation, in the highs and the lows, in the good and the bad, that we can turn to our amazing Lord who is all these things to us and more than we can ever grasp, more than we can ever understand. And he's all that we need. He's, I don't even have the words to describe it, man. It's just like, oh.
And if you look, it says, he is my great, great confidence.
Yeah.
It's like the, you know, one of the major issues right now on our society in the last few years specifically, and even me coming from the Slavic background and being ministering in Slavic churches, I can see even those churches are moving into that direction. There's a lot of conferences are being held in this one particular topic, and it talks about identity.
Right.
Because the identity is something that it's been driven by the confidence.
Yeah.
When you are confident on your identity. And some people trying to be confident on things that they are not, you know. For instance, like, you know, our confidence that we are sons and daughters of God, when we receive Jesus, when we walk with him, when we receive the Holy Spirit, when we receive God into ourselves, we have this identity that it says, I am a son, I am a daughter, I'm the one who God dwells with and who God pleases with, and I'm the one who has all the authority to call about his name and ask him. And, you know, what comes to me is this nice Hebrew word. It's Abba Father. It's the loving Father. It's the Father from the parable of the son, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what just happened. It was some kind of sounds. Is the from the parable of the prodigal son. That's the father that we are talking about, the Abba Father.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another thing too, tonight we were speaking, and for those of you who are watching and we're not there, we declare right on the end of the service, the Holy Spirit was just moving this direction, and he reminded me, and I was kind of like showing, you know, like you move files, no?
Scrolling through
through your brain is like, oh yeah, I remember that passage. And it's been mentioned many times, but this is really, it reflects actually our last, what would be like 6-7 months, maybe 8 months that the whole world lived. And it talks about on 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And this story happens when King Solomon, he is the King David's son. He's dedicating the temple that finally he built for God. And before in this chapter, it talks about how many sacrifices he did and how everything and how the cloud of the presence of God just filled up the temple. And he talks like that, I have heard your prayer. So God is telling this to Solomon, I have heard your prayer and I have chosen this place for myself as a house for sacrifice. So God was pleased with what they did. God was like so awesome. And it's like, and this is what it is, church. Like today where we live, God is pleased with even like what we have right now, you know, the possibility to go live, or where we had tonight to meet together for prayer, or on Sunday, or anytime. Like God is pleased that His offspring, his sons and daughters are getting together. We are worshiping him. We are praising him. We elevate his name. We are proclaiming. We are declaring things. The whole world is hearing that God is who he is, you know. Yeah. And we just love this. And this is what he is saying. There are some, you want to check what was written there, a comment. We will be responding to comments if you comment anything. And we would love you to interact with us, because this, if you have any questions, if you have any suggestions for us, we would like to, we will keep this short. We have about 11 minutes left, but and because it's already late at night too, but we love you. And says, because God was pleased, and he said, when I shut up the heavens and there will not be rain. So even in the time of drought, And or command the locusts to devour. So when the times that the harvest is not the best, you know, and like here specifically says the locust, but we can say even if the economy crashes,
oh, yeah.
when the economy crashes, where there's no rain, there's no hopes, when the economy crashes. And it's interesting, the third part that talks about pestilence among my people. So even though the viruses or any diseases about my people, and this verse is so prophetic, specifically for this past eight, seven, whatever months, like this last year that has been happening. We've seen all these wildfires in Australia and everywhere in the world.
Yeah,
this thing been happening. There was no rain. So, and then the second part, you know, like the locusts, we actually had a pandemic in Africa this yep. last summer. And now we are living in the third part. But this is the best part, church. Like, we going to live on the fourth part. The fourth Amen. Part. What he is talking next. And God says this to Solomon. He's like, if my people who are called by my name, and again, like I like scripture. I just like everything to kind of base on scripture and just to bring back to scripture. So we are knowing, okay, so Pastor Paul is not going to talk.
Not just his words, it's exactly, the word of God.
Exactly. Yeah. Bread of so life. John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, a really powerful verse, by as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
Yeah.
To those who believe in his name.
Yeah.
So for us who call upon his name, he gives the right to be called sons and daughters. And says, my people who are called by my name, who carries the last name of God, who carries the last name of Jesus, who carries the last name that is, you know, your last name is not only Lemkin, your That's last right. name is redeemed. Your yep. last name is born again. Your last name is filled with Holy Spirit. Yeah. Your last name means
child of the one true king.
Exactly. So this is for you. And this is what it says. When will humble themselves. So in this thing is just saying they will not keep the confidence on themselves, but they will humble. And so humbling in particular, this verse is saying that is going under the authority of God. When we go in under the authority of God and we pray, so we ask God and seek my face. Church, this is really important, not only to pray, but seek his face. Seeking his face is worshiping him. It's asking not for the things that you need, but asking for his presence and live with him. And if you are spirit-filled and you have the gift of praying in tongues, you know, this is the time when you have to pray and pray Amen. Over and over and just have yeah. this relationship with him. Mm. It says, when they humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And, you know, even though we know that we live a righteous life, but maybe people who are surrounding us, they are living in the wicked ways. And, you know, we actually don't understand completely the whole depth of the scripture. When Apostle Paul says, even if the wife is not Christian, but the husband is Christian, that they should not separate, but on a sense that because of the husband being righteous in Christ,
yeah.
just through him, that righteousness is being transformed, and their kids will become righteous as well. So it's the same thing for us. As we pray as a church that is being righteous, as we've been righteous through Christ, as we pray, I know that in spirit, there is things are transforming already in our midst, in our culture, in our society.
Yeah.
This is the time for shining even brighter yeah. than before.
That's right.
And it says, when they seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven.
Yeah.
And I will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Yeah.
God, we just need your healing for our land.
That's
we
right.
just need the healing for this world. We just need to see that your glory will just shine upon this land. Wow.
Yeah. Amen.
You have anything to add to that?
I got a couple things that I'd like to add awesome. At the end. But awesome. If you have anything else, I think we're going to be closing this up.
Yes.
And so I'm going to read over the last part of Psalm 91, which is going to be a tradition and something that we're going to keep on doing, just to read the words that the Lord is saying to you in this time. So I'm going to read that. And then I really felt it on my heart, if it's okay with you, Pastor, to read the benediction prayer over the people,
right.
to declare over the people, and then we'll pray for you and
that would be good.
And send you about your nights. So let me just read out of starting in verse 14 here. So, for here is what the Lord has spoken to me. And it's okay to get up and dance when you listen to this because it's so encouraging. It's just like, this is the Lord speaking to you. This is not me saying anything to you. This is just picture like that, all right? So, because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will find and feel my presence, even in your time of presence, even in your time of pressure and trouble. Excuse me. I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast. You will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you, for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now the benediction out of Numbers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So we thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, if you guys have any questions, we're going to be doing this nightly. We will see you guys tomorrow night for both the live stream and our service that will be happening at 7 p.m. at the Ministry Company Church, 1541 Fanshawe Park Road East.
You guys can message us and just give us a suggested times if you want this. When you want it, is do you want this to be at nighttime or you want it to be this early, like earlier in the morning? Yep. This is the time where, you know what, everything is, the government makes us to do this.
Mm. Yep.
This is good. The government, a lot of us are free from work now because we cannot go to work. This is the time to like learn more and more from God. This is the time to like just prepare for harvest.
Yeah, we want to encourage you guys to be diving deeper in your word. You know, this is some people might say this entire coronavirus may be a curse or something negative that's happening, but it's think of all the free time that we have now to spend time with our family, spend time with your kids, spend time with your dive deeper in your relationship with your partner, dive deeper into the Word of God and deepen your relationship with Him.
That's right.
That's all we want to encourage you to do. So we love you. We bless you and have an amazing sleep, and we'll see you tomorrow.
God bless you.
Bye now.
Bye.